Have you ever been friends with someone who just made you feel terrible every time you spend time with them? Have you ever found yourself wondering if they were toxic or whether they might even be a narcissist? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Narcissistic and toxic friends, how to identify them, and what to do if you have one. So let's get started. A few months after I left my ex-husband and became a single mom, I got a job working in healthcare billing. The hours were good for a single mom, I got health insurance for my son and myself, and the pay was better than I could do elsewhere at that time. After a couple of weeks on the job, I met a fellow single mom working in my department. Let's call her Brenda. I was so happy to meet Brenda because I really didn't know anyone else in the area, partially because my narcissistic ex had isolated me quite thoroughly, as they tend to do, and partially because I had just moved to be closer to my family when I left. Plus, our kids were similar ages, and we could hang out and have play dates outside of work. Kind of seemed perfect to me. Well, at work, we started having lunch together every single day. I was thrilled to have someone to hang out with, and I fully embraced the friendship. But after a few months, I noticed that every time I'd spend time with Brenda, I felt super stressed and like I needed to kind of calm down. I couldn't quite figure it out at first. And I know that sounds weird, but I wasn't as self-aware back then as I am today. I wrote about it in my journal a few times, as I tended to do, and I realized that I must be missing something. I mean, there didn't seem to be a logical reason that I would feel the way that I did with Brenda. I mean, she was a good friend, right? Well, after that, I started to watch our conversations a little more closely, and pretty soon I realized that Brenda turned out to be a very negative person. If I had an idea or I talked about something new that I wanted to try or whatever, she would instantly go into all the reasons I shouldn't bother doing it or why it wouldn't work anyway. If I bought my lunch, she'd make subtle jabs at me for not being more frugal as a single mom, and if I brought my lunch, well, she'd pick that apart for any given reason, too. Seemed like I couldn't do anything right. If I talked about a guy I was interested in, she'd do everything in her power to tear him down and, of course, divert my attention. And she never liked it if I tried to bring another friend along to hang out with us. She would tear that person apart verbally and refuse to participate in whatever we were doing. She was so negative. In fact, I struggled to find a time where she said anything positive at all. But when we'd first met, I had kind of taken her negativity as sort of a commiseration between two single moms. You know how it is. Now, once I realized what was going on, I wondered if I should end the friendship. I mean, it wasn't like I had a million friends in my life at that point, but should I really maintain a friendship with someone who was bringing me down so much? After a few days, I realized I did still want to be Brenda's friend, and so I started trying to subtly turn our conversations more toward the positive. I'd counter all of her negativity with phrases like, "but on the plus side," or, "now here's the silver lining to that cloud." But Brenda didn't respond to this stuff, except to occasionally roll her eyes and continue on with her negative stuff. Then one day, I got moved to a new team within the same department, and the team invited me to lunch one day. Brenda was annoyed when I invited her to go along. She refused, and she told me that she'd rather eat lunch in her car than to put up with those people, and that we'd just resume our lunches the following day. Well, after spending my lunch break with this group, I felt a bit of an uplift in my spirits. They were much more positive, and then the next day they invited me to join them again. Once again, I invited Brenda along, and this time she begrudgingly accepted. With all of these more positive people around, I started to feel better. Brenda's negativity couldn't quite infect me the way it usually did, and it was harder for her to dominate the conversation with so many of us at the table. But after a few days, she told me she was done with them. She said it was too much for her, and she gave me an ultimatum. Pick her or them. Her or the group. Whether it was right or wrong, I chose the group. And while I told Brenda that it didn't need to be this way, that we could all be friends, or at least that I could be friends with her and them as well, she disagreed and ended up giving me the silent treatment for the remainder of the time we worked together. I kind of felt really bad about it, but ultimately, I knew I'd made the right choice. The thing is that negativity is so difficult to deal with anyway, and Brenda's version was especially toxic for me. Personally, it was infecting me like a disease, and I knew that if I wanted to feel better, I would need to move on. Now, I can't say for sure that Brenda was a narcissist. Maybe she was just a very broken woman. But either way, she had become toxic for me. So let me ask you, does any of this sound familiar to you? Have you ever had an experience like this? Have you had a toxic friend before? Now, before we dig into our discussion on narcissists and toxic people as friends, let's kind of talk about true friends. What is a true friend in your opinion? Everyone probably has a slightly different definition of this, but bottom line, in my opinion, a true friend is someone who is there for you when you need him or her. someone you trust, someone who makes you feel good. Probably you have great conversations, you share interests, and you support one another in your everyday lives. You help each other out. You have each other's backs, you know. But what happens when a friend turns out to be not so good for you? What if the friendship becomes toxic? Worse, what if your friend is a toxic narcissist? In case you're new around here, let me quickly define the term toxic narcissist. Officially, it refers to a toxic, verbally abusive person who may or may not have narcissistic personality disorder officially. Most aren't diagnosed. To avoid the whole pop psychology thing, let's just put it this way. If we're talking about a toxic narcissist on the most basic level, we're talking about someone who lacks empathy and who acts from that perspective. They don't care how you feel. So what does a toxic or narcissist friend look like? Well, in layman's terms, it's someone who, after spending time with them, they make you feel bad about yourself instead of good. This person might have a tendency to be critical of you sometimes, and sometimes it's subtly, other times not so subtly. They might make you feel drained emotionally, financially, mentally, and otherwise. Ultimately, it's someone who you might recognize is just not really very good for you. How can you identify a toxic friendship? Well, it can be difficult, especially if you've been close to that friend for a long time. If you suspect that your friend is or has become toxic, I want you to ask yourself the following questions. How do you feel after spending time with or speaking to this person? Do you feel good and positive for the most part, or do you find yourself worrying, stressing, or obsessing about some aspect of the visit or the call? Are you afraid to tell your friend about some aspect of your life for fear that they'll react negatively or fear of being judged harshly? Do you sometimes find yourself avoiding contact with that person or ignoring their calls? Does your friend consistently forget about your plans or cancel them at the last minute? Does your friend actively insult or offend you on a consistent basis? Do you find yourself feeling uncomfortable or bothered by your friend's life choices, their behavior, or their moral conduct? Do you feel comfortable bringing up your concerns about your friendship with this friend? And does this friendship benefit you in any way? Do you trust your friend? Really trust him or her? These are just a few questions to get you started. In general, your friend should be an asset to your life, not a detriment. Does someone in your life seem to be more of a hindrance than a help to you? If so, this might be the right time to reevaluate your choices. So once we've figured out that a friend is toxic, what can we do about it? How do we deal with a toxic friendship? Start with, number one, recognizing the problem. When we start to feel bad about spending time with or talking to our friends, it's time that we take a look at the friendship. Identifying the friendship as a toxic one is the first step to dealing with the problem. Number two, you have to own up to it and recognize maybe you're a people pleaser. Friends of the toxic nature have something in common. According to Charles Figley, a spokesman for the American Psychological Association, it's a pleaser personality. You want people to like you, you want to get along, and it's hard to say no. But you can pay the price in one way by having toxic friends. The fact is that whether you can see it or not, you've got some responsibility in this relationship too. Maybe you've allowed your friend to treat you negatively or to make you feel bad about yourself because you want them to like you or because you don't like confrontation. Number three, develop strong boundaries. A lot of times, people pleasers aren't good at setting boundaries. When your friendships become toxic, it's time to stand up for yourself and let your friends know what isn't acceptable and what is. For example, I once had a close friend in college who always did the one-up thing when I tell her about my problems or my accomplishments. When I told her about a promotion I had received at work, she was like, "Oh yeah? Well, I heard I might be getting a promotion at my work too." Then she went on to tell me how much better her promotion would be than mine and how much more money she'd be making than me. Another time, I told her about a problem I was having with a guy I was dating. And wouldn't you know it, she launched into a big monologue about her problem with her boyfriend, which was, of course, far more serious and difficult than mine. So in that case, I could have set boundaries by explaining my concerns to my friend and asking her to avoid the one-upmanship. Unfortunately, I never did, but hindsight's always 20/20, right? Anywho, number four, talk it out. Talk to a trusted, non-toxic friend or family member about your concerns if you can. Many times it's so much easier to figure out the problem when you're kind of on the outside looking in. That is, when you're not the one with the problem, the solution can seem crystal clear. And if you can't find an objective third party, it's a good idea to seek outside counseling. By employing the skills of a trained coach or even a therapist, not only do you get the objectivity that you need, but you might also get the answers that you need or learn coping techniques that you might not otherwise on your own. If not, you can always get involved with a support group such as my Spanily group on Facebook. And you can find out more about that by going to queenbeing.com/span. Of course, you could also journal or blog about the problem. I mean, personally, I've worked through literally almost every problem in my life this way, including, but not limited to, toxic friendships. Sometimes just putting our thoughts into words and getting them out of our heads can be enough to kind of help us figure out what our issues are. Number 5, if all else fails, walk away and go no contact. I'm not saying this is definitely the right thing to do, but if you've tried setting boundaries and discussing the problem with your toxic friend and you haven't been able to resolve the issues, this is when it might be the time to consider limiting contact or even ending the friendship entirely. It's not an easy choice and it definitely shouldn't be taken lightly, but when it comes down to it, your sanity and your mental health are so much more important than any toxic friendship. You need to take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of other people. As people pleasers and former codependents, we often forget this little piece of wisdom. There are so many ways you can do this, have this conversation. You can email them, you can call them, you can just stop talking to them altogether. But ideally, you would do it in person. Maybe invite the person over for coffee or lunch. And before you meet them, think about why it is that you don't want them in your life anymore and figure out how to phrase it in a non-judgmental way. Try using I statements, meaning make an assertive statement without putting your friend on the defense. Explain clearly but kindly exactly how their behavior makes you feel. Say something like, "Brenda, I feel upset when you ask me for advice and then you tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about." Or, "Brenda, I feel stressed out after having lunch with you each day because it feels like you very rarely say anything positive." And then you can add something like, "Since I'm going through this divorce, I need all the positive energy I can get," or something like that. Just personalize it, make it about how you feel as opposed to what they're doing wrong. I mean, definitely tell them what they're doing, but do it as briefly and with as little emotion as possible if you can. Make sure you're clear and assertive, but let your friend know, "Listen, I really care about you, I really do, but I don't feel like I can be involved in this friendship right now or any longer." Give them a chance to respond because they might not even be aware of their behavior. And in some cases, the idea of losing a friend might actually give them a good reason to think about their own behavior. If the conversation does turn toward the negative though, you can just end it from there and walk away. Of course, this is always much easier said than done if we're being honest, but I promise you, when you have the weight of a toxic friend lifted off your shoulders, you will feel so much better and you'll be able to heal that much faster. A quick note here, I just want you to remember that you don't owe anyone an explanation. If you find yourself feeling too afraid to have this conversation in person, send a note, send an email, send a text. But if you've been friends with this person for a lot of years and there have been good times as well as bad times, maybe you can give them the courtesy of talking to them in person. But you and I both know sometimes these people will overpower us and they'll kind of bowl us over and they don't really listen to what we say. So in that case, you might want to think about the fade away, where you sort of just call a little less often, you kind of limit contact, you kind of slowly fade away. Again, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but sometimes that's the path of least resistance. Just take care of yourself and remember that you are just as important as everyone else in the world. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever had a toxic friend? And if so, how did you deal with it? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, and share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.